Just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. On a Monday, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Coming off the draft weekend, we'll do a little deeper dive into the Bucks and the Dolphins. Maybe your favorite team as well. I saw, since Georgia had 15 players drafted, I mean, even their punter got drafted. I see female ref just texted in that, you know, the Bearcats had 9. Pete's got a list of the rest.
And top 13 teams.
I think we'll do that, too. Drinking totals over the weekend. I saw a couple movies over the weekend. Might drop that in as well.
Whoa.
I know. Big. Look, I got a nap and 2 movies. That was.
What kind of movies?
Action thriller and. I'll tell you later on this hour. I'll save it for you.
Adult?
No. Oh. No.
I finished binge-watched Ozark the last season, the last, 6 episodes.
Oh, that came out this weekend?
Came out Friday night, yeah. No. Got through all that. So it's over.
I got to finish
it. I think.
Yeah, I think it's
between
over.
Between Ozark and your surprise birthday party, I mean, man, that's the weekend.
Again, I don't want to ruin Ozark, but...
Don't ruin it.
I'm not ruining anything.
Don't ruin it.
You're just dying to say something. You're just dying.
He's going
to
ruin it.
You're going to spill the beans.
I'm not. If I say I'm aggravated, is that spilling the beans?
Oh, you were unhappy with the ending.
No, that's not spilling the beans.
I'm aggravated.
Okay.
Excellent until the last 5 minutes.
Oh, that's getting close.
Let me tell you, it's suspense every episode. I mean, almost every minute of the last. It is. I just a little aggravated.
All right, and let me guess, as this game is on, it is Manchester United versus Brexit.
Brentford.
You said MU stinks right now, right?
They do. Yeah, they do.
Where's Brentford?
In England.
London. I don't even know if I've heard of it.
It's in London.
Brentford. Brentford.
I think it's in London. I'm pretty sure it is.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I learned so much with you in soccer. It's really my education portion of the program. Bad at you, guy. It's sensing what's about to happen. Let's talk about something else. I will. Thank you.
West London.
West London.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 3 minutes and 25 seconds past the hour, which is relatively early for us. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
NFL Network's Ian Rappaport was first on the news that the Saints are expected to sign free agent safety Tyrann Mathieu, getting him back to the Bayou. The Commanders are signing former Pittsburgh Steelers guard Trey Turner. That's a 1-year, $3 million deal. Got a couple of baseball games going on right now. Cardinals up on the Royals, 1-0, top of the 7th inning there. And White Sox up on the Angels, 2-0, top of the 4th inning on the north side, I believe. And tonight, NBA playoffs, Sixers at Heat, followed by Mavs at Suns on TNT.
Couple of texts saying that Brentford has that guy that had the heart attack a couple years ago in mid.
Yeah.
Is he on the team now? Or is his career? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on the team.
Oh, it was a Denmark kid, right? The Denmark guy?
Yeah, Christian Eriksen, yeah.
That was during the Euros.
Yeah, and there's actually some rumors that he'll be on Manchester United next year. So his career getting turned around.
Fitzcarolina texting, and you know, he's in the Carolinas now. Mm-hmm. He says, still listening. My son lives in Naples. We laugh every day about your BS. Carolina Beach is better. Soccer sucks.
What?
He likes our nonsense.
The nonsense is great. I got to tell you, the beaches look terrific. Everything was crystal clear blue, that beautiful, you know, Caribbean blue. fantastic. I'm sure it was like that around Sanibel. I had friends down there this weekend, too. But
until now, with all the rain that we got this weekend, now it's all going to come down the Palouse Hatch.
Well, not yet.
Some places got more than others.
It's coming.
We need it, though, man. We need it.
So the trouble starts for us down here when it rains in above the lake. When it rains above the
north
lake,
of Okeechobee. Yeah.
It flows down into the lake, the runoff. It raises the lake.
Yeah.
Once it gets to a certain height, they need to release the lake water.
Yeah. They should release it the other way. That's my rule.
I'm sure we'll have a show on that.
What do you got going on in there? What was that? Anyway, you're sure we'll have a
show?
Oh, what's Siri yapping about?
I don't know. I didn't press something.
Sometimes it's activated by voice.
My phone was not even in arm's reach.
Crazy.
Caloosahatchee, AFC. Away from Craig.
Oh, I thought you were doing a football club thing.
Like that?
Yeah.
That could be a T-shirt.
I think so.
I want to apologize to Packers fans.
Oh,
after Friday, where I said that they're a disappointment and embarrassment because they don't surround Aaron Rodgers with first-round talent.
They got the Pete Shepard guy from North Dakota State.
They traded up. Seems like he's going to be a great fit for the Packers.
I'm telling you, you are going to love that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So, apologies, Packer fans.
Mm-hmm. I saw you tweet that out.
Everyone except Cocoa Puffs. I don't apologize to
you. So real quick, want to do this list? The most 2022 NFL draft picks, the team that colleges that had the most.
All right.
And now, a list.
Top 13, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Michigan all had 5. UCLA, Ole Miss, Ohio State, Baylor all had 6. Oklahoma, Alabama.
Alabama!
7. Penn State, 8. Cincinnati in third, all alone with 9. LSU, 10. And Georgia, 15.
So LSU had 10 NFL players and sucked. Penn State had 8 NFL players and was mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Underachieving programs.
Were they mediocre last year?
Weren't they?
We're going to call Penn State mediocre?
I'm not. What did they beat Indiana by last year?
I think they had
a touchdown.
Hold on. Let's.
No.
I don't remember Penn State being overrated last year.
No. Okay, can we agree LSU? Underachieved with 10 NFL players on its roster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'm cool with that one.
All right.
I got to look up your. Your Penn State average last year, though, because that's not how I remember them. Not saying you're wrong. Not at all. I'm just saying that's not how I remember Penn State.
Penn State finished 4th in the Eastern Conference. They were 4-5 in the conference, 7-6 overall.
That's very mediocre.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That is fair.
Thank you.
I know they lost to did they lose to Auburn early in the year?
Looking at it right now.
They had a Saturday night whiteout game against.
First game of the year, they beat Wisconsin at their place 16-10. Then they whipped up on the best team in Indiana, Ball State, at 44-13.
That's just ridiculous.
They beat Auburn 28-20 when Auburn was ranked 22nd.
That was a thrilling Saturday night whiteout game.
Oh, they shut out Indiana 24-0.
We were having problems. Remember, that was the revenge game for the Penix touchdown the year before.
Started off 5-0. And then this was remember, they lost at Iowa 23-20. That was their first loss. A game they probably should have won, if I remember correctly, when Iowa was ranked third. Then they lost in 9 overtime, whatever that thing was.
Nine overtime game
20-18.
Illinois.
20-18, that was a killer. Then they lost to Ohio State, competitive, but still lost 33-24. Beat Maryland, lost to Michigan in another very competitive game, 21-17. Shut out Rutgers, and lost at Michigan State, another competitive game, 30-27. So I think they're better than mediocre. But
all of their losses were, except one, it was a possession football game. Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah.
They were average. You're right.
Good teams find a way to win those.
They lost to Arkansas in the Outback Bowl 24-10.
Yep, you're right. Good teams do find a way to win those.
Yep, exactly.
But they had 2 shutouts during the year, Indiana and Rutgers.
Sounds about right. Programs with a similar trajectory.
We were having offensive problems at that point.
The potty.
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's get back into the draft here a little bit. The Miami Dolphins, let's start with them, Chris.
Yeah.
Channing Tindall, first your couple of linebackers in the draft, a wide receiver, and of course Skylar Thompson.
The wide receiver pick was interesting.
Azukanama or whatever his name is.
Yeah, not a guy that or not a position that was a lot of, you know, the Dolphins didn't have a ton of need for that position.
Best available in the fourth round at that point.
And maybe that's where you're going for there. Love the linebacker out of Georgia. Tillman, what was his name?
Channing Tindall.
Tindall. Channing Tindall. Really like that pickup right there. I'm just reading reports and stuff, and I get it. In that Georgia defense, a lot of players are going to look good when you're surrounded by that much other NFL talent.
Yeah.
But, you know, he seems to be a really good, solid linebacker against the run particularly. Cool with that. And I'm interested in Skylar Thompson. I don't think he's going to compete for, you know, a quarterback position or anything like that with Tua and Bridgewater, but he's an athlete. I mean, they used him to run the ball. He was hurt his senior year, but I'm interested to see how they use him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Buccaneers, meanwhile, they go
Logan Hall.
Logan Hall, defensive end out of Houston, right off the bat in the second round.
6'6", big guy.
Yeah, 283. Yep.
Not a lot of cornerbacks at 283.
Or he's a defensive end.
Defensive end.
Yeah.
I mean, defensive. I mean, no, you're right. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm looking at something else. Yeah, yes. That's a big boy. 6'6".
They got the offensive lineman out of Central Michigan.
Jump and knock down passes. That's too tall Jones-esque right there, 6'6", 283.
How tall was Ed too tall?
I think 6'7 or 6'8.
Yeah. Back then, it was an anomaly. Now, not so much. Got a running back, the Rashad White kid out of Arizona State.
Ed too tall Jones was 6'9", 271.
Yeah.
Tight end out of Washington. He's not going to be the next Gronk, but they got, you know, a need, a tight end, Cade Otton. And took the punter out of Georgia, Camarda. And got another corner out of Sam Houston, Zion McCollar. I can't remember. Oh, they got another late round tight end too, but I mean, sixth, seventh, eighth round, or seventh round, whatever. That's about it. I mean, it's who knows? Right off the bat, you know.
O'Keefe from Minnesota.
Yeah.
You don't know. Who knows what kind of steal? You know, you don't know. I'm sure all these teams is going to be somebody they projected to be good that's not so good, and then somebody they thought maybe not so good and turns out to be very good.
Yep.
Guessing game.
And it makes sense to go pass rushers, corners, and weapons for Brady.
I don't think they're interested in re-signing Ndamukong Suh at this point. I don't see him coming back.
I'm sure there's a number on it, you know.
Yeah,
if he's willing to come back and wants to ring chase again, but I don't know if he wants to do that.
I think he wants one more check for whatever he can get and say goodbye.
Yeah,
big question is will Gronk come back?
Yeah,
he said jokingly yesterday that he would come back as he was with Julian. Julian Edelman comes back, I'm coming back. Julian
he had some
not
crazy
back.
Vegas party out there at the draft. Gronk doing Gronk things. Boot camp. Did Craig just say some white kid out of Arizona State? Yeah, Rashad White out of Arizona State. technically, I did say that. Thank you, boot camp.
I didn't pick up on that.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God.
Green Falcon. I mentioned it briefly, but we didn't dive into it. So the kid out of Central Michigan, the offensive tackle, another need for the Buccaneers. Godecki, I don't know how he says his name. But, another. That's about it. Turpcast guy says Gronk is just skipping training camp. He'll be back.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's possible.
Probably. Believable.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's believable.
All right, so that. Any other teams jumping out? I mean, it's over. It's a wrap. We're ready. The schedule comes out in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm intrigued by the Malik Willis to Tennessee. Like, Ryan Tannehill is not this, like, bona fide starter, you know, Tannehill goes out for a few games, and he comes in and is able to do a little bit more getting outside the pocket and moving. I think that offense could be interesting with Derrick Henry, and if he's facing a lot of stacked boxes where his throwing, he doesn't have to be so X's and O pocket breakdown guy where he can just, here's your one read, here's your two read, not there, take off and run. Go get six.
Yeah,
I think that that's an excellent landing spot for Malik Willis.
Somebody asked, a Green Bay fan asked, what about Jonathan Ford? Yeah, I mean, he was like in a depth chart hell over there, but the guy is a beast. Not overwhelming stats. He's 6'5", 333 pounds. He's good. He can clog up a hole. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We'll see how he fits in. He had five pretty good defensive guy tackles ahead of him on the depth chart.
Right.
But you know, he played 5 years at Miami. So.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. Let's go to Cujo. He wants to jump in on the Giants draft. Cujo, what's happening?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, very good. So,
long time no speak.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear from you. Did you like the Giants draft?
I think I did, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, we got an edge rusher.
Yeah.
You know, they put that gift from the second pick. I thought they were going to go get that guy. They got some Singletary or some kind of different defensive back out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be good, but, you know, he was able to give us our two picks, I think, doing that.
Evan Neal, that's a big pickup from Alabama.
I like the Neal pick. Yep. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we need some pass protection. And, you know, I get it, Nick. You know, we're quiet from our running backs and stuff like that. We got Saquon still. He's got something to prove. And then we also have Danny Dimes, I guess we call it, right? Danny Dimes. He's got something to prove. Now he's got, you know, we got help. You know, not like Aaron Rodgers where he got no really help. You know, we're at least trying, I think. What do you guys think? You think we're – I mean, it's going to be a crazy year next year.
I wouldn't cry poor for the Packers.
We're still not going to be good.
I think the Packers did okay. I think they shored up one of the bad defense, and they did get themselves a receiver. You might not know much out of him about him because he's North Dakota State, but he is a weapon.
Yep.
So I do like – not bad. Let's see here.
I think the – Giants had the second best draft of any New York team.
Yeah.
Oh, Buffalo's is pretty good, too.
You know what? I forgot about Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo was. I really like what Buffalo did. I mean, overall, considering where they were picking from, I think they had a tremendous draft. They took my cornerback that I wanted, one of them.
Yeah.
That could have been there. They got the running back out of Georgia, James Cook, who's very good. And another steal. From America's team. The best name
the
of the
Cowboys?
Draft. Khalil Shakir from Boise State. He's going to replace Cole Beasley in the slot.
Ah.
He's never had a game under 70 yards and 4 receptions.
Yeah.
In college.
Right.
Yeah. But I think he could be a potential steal for Buffalo there.
Forrest has texted in. I know Chris is a closet Bears fan. What did he think of their draft?
I haven't really looked at it yet, to be honest with you.
They spent their first pick in the second round, right? Kyler Gordon, the corner out of Washington. They went defense. In fact, the first two picks were defense. Mm-hmm. Jaquan Brisker from Penn State at safety. And then they got a receiver, Velus Jones Jr. out of Tennessee, which I don't remember.
How many offensive linemen were drafted?
By the Bears. They went with Braxton Jones out of Southern Utah.
Yeah.
Not even Utah, but Southern Utah.
What round was that?
Fiver.
Okay.
And then in the sixth round, Zachary Thomas out of San Diego State. They got Tyree Carter out of Southern in the seventh.
But they were smart to go cornerback early. They allowed 31 passing touchdowns, the Bears did last year, tied for the second most allowed in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for Bears fans, keep your expectations low this year. I think the Bears are going to be really bad this year. But here's the good thing. Here's the spin zone. Next year's draft, very quarterback rich.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are going to have one of those top three picks.
Quarterback?
No. They have their
quarterback. They got their quarterback. Oh, trade out?
You're going to be able to trade out, get okay. a haul in return. So I think the Bears, first-year GM, first-year head coach, we're going to assess the talent this year. We're going to keep Justin Fields safe.
Okay.
I think that's the phrase that pays this year.
If you were in the NFC North to put an arrow next to the team, arrow up, arrow down, flat, Packers, flat, they're still the best in the team, in the division. Bears, I'm going to put arrow trending down.
I'd agree with that.
Lions, I'm going to put trending up.
I'd agree with that.
Minnesota's
the question mark.
I don't know.
Are they flat? Are they worse?
I don't know.
They're not better. So trending down.
At least not right now. I don't think they're better. But
let's see what...
a lot of cuts still need to be made.
New coach, whatever that coach's name is.
Eberflus.
Eberflus went to the Bears. I'm thinking of Kevin O'Connell from the Rams.
Philly Kevin, Dean in the third round of the Eagles was a surprise. I couldn't believe he dropped that far. We talked about him in the first hour, Philly Kevin. It's the linebacker out of Georgia.
Yep.
We all think that's going to be a good get. That's going to be a nice fit in Philadelphia. You picked him, getting him in the third round like that.
And it's a shoulder injury with him where he doesn't want surgery, and apparently every NFL team thinks he needs surgery.
Yeah, that could be an issue.
So it's going to pop out. And then you need your shoulder as a linebacker, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's an important
part.
A lot
of swim moves.
Yeah. Swim technique, Pete. Yeah. Technique. And just blunt force trauma making tackles.
Yeah, James Cook is Dalvin Cook's little brother. Yes, he is. Yep.
No crazy stories with any draft picks coming out of Vegas, which is a good thing.
Oh, players getting in trouble? Because
not necessarily trouble, just I know that in years past we've had girls tweet out photos of them leaving a certain draft pick's bedroom at 9 o'clock the next morning, and we didn't have any crazy stories, which young guys getting paid millions, you would think that there would be a story to come out of Las Vegas about somebody doing something crazy.
You would think, but most of them were on a private jet the next day being whisked off to their press conference. So
yeah.
Not a lot of time.
Oh, there's a lot of time between getting picked at, Pacific time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting picked early, in the afternoon. You got all evening to go out.
Yeah.
Party hardy.
Otis says Brian Robinson from Bama. Could be a steal. Where did he go?
I don't have to look.
I don't know. Got to look where he went.
But by the way,
I know John Metchie went to the Texans. Like Pete's Kryptonite, leave it to the Giants to draft a receiver in the second round, and that makes Kevin Hart look like the Rock.
Washington Commanders.
Commanders.
Where Brian Robinson.
Thank you. Espanol, Connor Hayward, good pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Steelers have four sets of brothers on their team.
The Watts.
The Watts.
Connors.
The Haywards.
Haywards, yeah.
They have the Edmonds brothers.
Yeah.
Chase and Tyrell? I think Chase and Tyrell. And then they have another set of brothers that I'm forgetting right now. Four brothers on one roster.
Really?
It's pretty awesome.
That's got to be a record.
Yeah.
Modern day.
I'm not going to go back and try to find that. But, yeah, that sounds like a record to me.
Yeah. All right. Well,
let's see. They have...
Is it Bell? I think the last name is Bell.
Yeah.
Bell, Bolt, Ball, something like that.
All right. A little fun family in Pittsburgh. We are family.
We are
Sister
family.
Sledge was the song for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
79.
They play baseball, though.
Yeah.
Steelers play football.
Yeah. But still can be a family.
Slight difference there.
They used to play it that year at Three Rivers, I think, too.
Yeah.
I think they did.
They did. They shared that. That was an awful football stadium.
Yeah. I was there once. I like Heinz Field's excellent. But no, that place was... Well, at the time, though, it was the fans were right on top of you.
You had cookie cutter round stadiums with just cement and some green astroturf on the top. Those, and they doubled as football and baseball stadiums.
Still remember against the Oilers, who the division of the AFC Championship, it was either 79 or 80. And remember so much rain on the field, puddles. Yeah. Remember Bradshaw slid on his ass like 25 yards. Remember he slid. I think he got the first down, and they couldn't stop him. It was like he was on a water slide.
Yeah. good highlight. Yeah. In fact, I saw on our website, I think Joe Winter posted something. Where's the first place you saw a baseball game at? And believe my first was not Tiger Stadium. It was actually the Reds. Was that Riverfront Stadium, mm-hmm. the old Cincinnati Reds? Yeah. That's the first baseball game I went to before I saw one at Tiger Stadium. But, yeah, Riverfront was kind of one of those cookie-cutter cement stadiums back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of them, they played baseball on those fields, too. Yep. Kansas City was always late. The Chiefs had their own place.
I don't ever remember Kansas City anywhere other than Arrowhead in my lifetime that I can recall. I don't know what they were playing on when they were.
Wayne and Cape Cod, can you name the three rivers? Okay, Allegheny's one. Yeah. Ohio's two. What's the other one? It's a big name.
Pennsylvania.
No.
Just totally made that up. You're just naming states at this point.
It sounds like Mongolia, but it's not.
Amazon.
I know Ohio.
Mahogany.
Ohio, Allegheny.
Metropolis.
I'm already impressed that you fired off those two, to be honest.
It sounds like Mongolia. It's not Mongolia. But
the Hudson.
Monongalia, something like that. Something like that. It's a long name.
Hold on. I'm going to find it for you.
St. James?
No.
That's a decent guess. Hold on here.
Sound like you're naming Monopoly properties.
Caloosahatchee.
Allegheny?
Yeah, I get that.
Yep.
Ohio.
Monongahela. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. And the Ohio River.
Yeah. Monongahela.
Yeah, I was close. I got two out of three. I got half of the third one.
I'm impressed.
And I was hovering right around the last one.
You were just naming states. You would have gotten right around Ohio eventually.
All the way around it.
Monongahela.
Monongahela.
Not even close.
Monongahela?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Monongahela.
We are getting numerous texts now on the Monongahela.
Kruger Hunter says Kentucky River. No.
That's the fourth river. That's the fourth one.
It's called Three Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. What a great town.
That you've never been to.
Yeah, but it sounds like a cool spot. Like they put French fries on sandwiches. I'm a fan of that.
I have only flown into Pittsburgh. I've been at the airport. I've not spent any time there.
No.
No?
Yes.
Oh, those are soccer yeses and
no's. No, it's not. It's baseball yeses. Cardinals going into the ninth, 1-0 up on the Royals.
Sounds like somebody has a money line.
Let's go Redbirds.
Okay.
Already hit first five today.
Oh, good.
Profitable. A friend of mine
said he's Ubering to work, and LSU Tom is his Uber driver.
So all right.
Hey,
LSU
you
Tom.
Doing? Good.
Quick tally of drink totals of the weekend before we go to break. I will tell you I had a beer at an establishment for dinner on Saturday. I had two glasses of red wine last night. That's it. Three. Pete, usual vodka and tonic for you.
Soda.
Vodka soda.
Okay.
Tonic's gross.
I'd say, I don't know.
I don't like tonic.
I'd say eight.
It's all bubbly.
Eight.
Yeah,
no
I mean, you're right about that, Craig.
No, tonic water has a lot of sugar in it. There's diet tonic water, which is even more gross.
But
disgusting.
To Craig's point, they do have they both have bubbles.
Oh, they have bubbles.
Yeah.
So,
very European.
Yeah.
Philly Kevin says Pittsburgh John still sucks. It doesn't matter how many brothers play on the Steelers. They drafted little hands. I love that. All right. Chris, drinking totals?
5, 6. What did I do Friday night?
I don't know what you did Friday night.
I don't know what I did Friday night.
You left here. Did you watch the NFL draft?
I watched the draft.
Cracked one.
Let's tie Pete with 8.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's fair.
Husky Bill says Pittsburgh is actually a real fun town. Great view looking down on the city and the stadiums from Mount Washington. All right, coming up, I'll have a couple movie reviews from the weekend as well.
I cannot wait for this. I have no idea what you saw.
Yeah.
Now, these are without commercials, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, this was Amazon download and Netflix. I don't know what it was on. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I went and saw Sonic 2 this weekend.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
In a theater?
Yeah.
With the boys?
No, yeah, with the boys. I'll have that review, too.
All right, that's coming up. Looking forward to it. I can't wait. I spent some time watching Sonic. My son has all their video games.
I had the first. Everybody had the first one because it came with Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis,
Sonic,
maybe.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right, that's coming
Fast.
Up next, believe it or not.
You could beat Superman in a race.
Maybe. Oh. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. ESPN Southwest Florida and Naples Wealth Planning presenting the Sheeman Shepherd Golf Scramble May 13th. That's in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, at Stony Brook. And then we're out at Duffy Sports Bar and Grill right next door. After the golf, you're all invited to the show, 2 to 6. Have a beer and a burger. It's awesome out there. It's our five-year anniversary show brought to you in part by our Stereo Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline, Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Chris, is this a new song in the rotation? I'm having trouble placing it.
So it's, no, it's not. It's the last song on the list.
Oh.
And it's a different page, so I always forget about it. Oh. So, but I remember today.
What is it?
Cranberries, Zombie.
Okay. Very good. I'll have a movie review. Yeah.
Huh? The new Cranberries.
Oh. The new Cranberries?
It's not the Cranberries of old.
Oh. Okay. Chris, John of the Cape trying to help you out on what you were doing Friday. Says you said you were going to a draft party. No,
that was Thursday.
Yeah, that was Thursday.
Maybe you didn't do anything Friday. You were not feeling well Friday because of Thursday's activity.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess, yeah.
Maybe you went light.
Sounds like it.
All right, so I rented two movies over the weekend with the missus. Yeah. One was a little older that I hadn't seen, and one was newer.
You rented them, or are they available?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Amazon, yeah, well, Netflix.
You didn't rent them. You just, okay.
Finally got Being the Ricardos to work. I told you, I tried downloading this before.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting audio only for months.
I told you, there's a better documentary than that movie on there. That was just came out as well. Look for it. It's got tapes of Desi and Lucy speak cassette tapes, and the kids narrate it, and it's way more in depth. But
you've seen the movie that I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was okay.
Nicole Kidman,
playing
Lucille Ball, and J.K. Simmons, Academy Award winner, playing Fred.
Fred, yeah.
I thought it was good. It was very good. I enjoyed it very much.
Javier
Bardem. Yeah.
Really good actor.
No, Ricardo.
It was okay.
Good movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
I like that historical, behind the scenes TV.
The documentary is even better.
And then went back in time to 2007, earlier in the weekend, and saw Shooter. This is with Mark Wahlberg and Danny Glover.
Yep. That's a good movie.
Very good movie.
Had you ever seen it before?
I had not. I missed it the first time around. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a good movie.
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
you pick up on things in that movie second, third, fourth time around.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really do.
So, he's a former sharpshooter, and they enlist him under the guise of helping protect the president by giving what he knows about certain situations at certain locations so the president would be protected, and then another dignitary ends up getting shot, and they frame it on him, on Wahlberg.
The lead actress in that movie?
Yeah.
That's the Mara's granddaughter. The Giants ownership.
The Giants owner, really?
Yeah, Rooney Mara, I think her name
is.
Oh,
yeah. Well, she was awesome when she's excellent. She won the Academy Award, too, for, what do you call it? Girl with the Dragon.
Hold on. I got my people wrong.
No, you're talking about Rooney. No, Rooney Mara. It's not her. Rooney,
I got my people wrong.
All right.
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was Rooney Mara. That's where she won the Academy Award for that, which was excellent.
Kate Mara.
Okay.
Kate Mara.
Okay.
Which is the offspring of the Mara family. Rooney Mara is not Kate is.
No.
Gotcha. Rigged texting in, giving himself a penalty, jumping the gun, thinking it was Tuesday, wondering where the heck Red Alert was. That's this time tomorrow. And Kathleen agrees with Pete. The movie about the Ricardos was good, but Pete is right. The documentary was better.
You'll like, and it came out, the documentary just came out too. after that movie, and it's, I tell you, has authentic cassette tape. I didn't know Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz used to keep cassette tapes of everything that kind of like a diary of what went on in their lives.
Yeah.
And really some incredible stuff. But the stuff about her being a communist, all that stuff is in. And it goes into what's much more in-depth about what they really had to go through during that time,
which
was ridiculous. And
Rigged says, Shooter is one of those movies I always stop when I come across it. Great movie.
Well, that's the first of the month, so you always get new movies or movies you haven't seen in a while that are back on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu.
Of course, you went to go see Sonic, the movie?
Sonic 2.
Sonic 2?
Yeah, Sonic 1.
Okay.
Yeah, that Jim Carrey is in both of them.
He is?
Yeah, he's like the villain.
Oh.
Does a pretty good job.
Is he good?
Yeah, he does a pretty good job. Yeah, I give it 3.5 out of 4 hedgehogs.
Really?
It was a good movie. Yeah, it was
but
a good movie.
But more importantly, did your kids like it? Were they locked in?
Oh, they love it. Yeah, they love it. A couple new characters.
Oh.
Tails and Knuckles.
Tails and Knuckles.
Make a comeback in this movie. They weren't in the first one.
Okay.
And it's good, and I guess there's going to be more Sonic movies coming out. Jim Carrey has said he's ending his career.
Right.
On the Sonic franchise.
He's getting out of Hollywood, but he's going to finish up these movies.
Yep.
One last.
I'm wondering how many roles he's been offered, which is, I don't know what happened. He seems to have been blackballed a little bit. I don't know what happened, if he said something and pissed somebody off, but it seems like he is kind of faded.
He does a really good job as Dr. Robotnik.
What movie's that?
Sonic.
The Sonic.
Oh.
Yeah. Dr. Robotnik.
That's the name of the bad character.
That's the name of the villain in the Sonic.
Doesn't look like him. It looks like Captain Crunch on steroids.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. He's bald. It's wild looking.
It's a cartoon, right?
Yeah, but...
No, it's like Sonic is a cartoon, but everything else is real.
Oh, really? Kind of like they did Space Jam with...
Yeah, they're called live action movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And it was good. If you got kids, if you don't have kids and you want to see the movie... I wouldn't go by myself to a theater and watch that movie.
Right. That could be creepy.
Giving off creeper vibes.
Right.
But when it is available to rent, sit in your house and watch it.
You know how much it's made so far? The budget was about $110 million, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's already made $323.5 million.
It's a good investment.
It is. All animation is because,
it's a good investment.
Chris, it's funny you mentioned creeper vibes because I came across a list earlier today. I think it was from Chive. I almost printed it for the show. Things you do that you don't think are creepy but are. Like, for example, if you show up to a public pool looking for your friends, you're just standing there looking around. People think you're scoping out a chick.
You're right.
Or if you're behind a lady in an elevator just looking at, or an escalator just looking behind, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
Things that you didn't think were creepy but could be viewed as creepy.
All that makes sense.
Or showing up at a playground looking for your kid. Stuff like that.
Afterwards, Kentucky Derby odds are out, and they did the posting take. It's this Saturday, by the way.
Yep. We'll have Gus on.
20 horses in the race this year. So, well,
20. Well, 20. Three might die between now and then. But
what are you doing?
It's a rough sport lately. I'm sorry. You know what? They survived Santa and Eva, so they're the best of the best now.
Already. I don't know anything about this horse.
Oh, you like a name?
Number 9. The 9's 30-1. We have to. Tiz the bomb. T-I-Z the bomb.
We got to Tiz.
Got to do it.
You know what?
Automatic in anything I do. I hope he's still there on Friday.
When we come back, I want to hear all the names.
Okay, we'll do it.
Because I have not looked at this.
Yep.
And by the way, it is May. You know what else that means?
Hurricanes.
Top Gun.
Oh.
Top Gun in the
theaters. Doctor Strange this week and then Top Gun the following week.
The preview came on. At the movie theater this weekend.
Yeah, exciting.
Have you seen the extended trailers with what they went through? How some of them, Tom and a couple others went up and did it, and a few others couldn't do it.
They were all throwing up.
Pete, I've watched every behind-the-scenes piece of content available for Top Gun Maverick.
You already know the plot, basically.
I've been waiting 2 years for this darn movie to come out.
I can't wait.
All right, so Pete will have the names and... are the odds posted with the names?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. We'll do that. It is... the Run for the Roses this weekend. Coming up at the end of the hour, another chance at being the next nationwide winner in the Sheeman Shepherd Cash Grab presented by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. You know the text number. It's 45911. We give you a word at the top. You text it into that 5-digit phone number. you're automatically entered. You can win $500 by 4:15 today. It's that easy. Sheman and Shepard Cash Grab, presented by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Sheman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheman, along with Pete Shepard, Chris on the other side of the glass, rolling through a Monday, ESPN Southwest Florida. One more movie review. Pittsburgh John has texted in. Finally saw Batman over the weekend. Good, not great. Mm-hmm. Bad choice to play Batman, though. Also, Philly Kevin sucks.
Philly Kevin gets a lot.
They both give it to each other.
Like I said, I thought the Batman, I thought it was okay. They could have cut 45 minutes out of it. Action scenes were terrific. I thought he played a decent Batman. He played a terrible Bruce Wayne.
Mm. I've got a problem trying to watch movies at my house.
Why? Kids are distracted.
No, I fall asleep.
Really?
You're too comfortable.
I tried to watch The Gentlemen last night.
What's that?
It's Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. It's about the pot selling scene in England, mm-hmm, in like the 60s, yeah. It looks like.
Yeah.
But I get 20 minutes into a movie and I'm out. Just done.
It's like reading a book.
Yeah. Well,
get two pages in, fall asleep.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Right.
Falling asleep while reading a book. I read plenty of books, everybody.
Have you finished the World War II book that was like 800 pages?
No, I got halfway through it and I had to put it down.
Well, that's impressive. You got halfway through that one.
Yeah,
hey, where are you? Are you like halfway through the war?
No, the whole book is about D-Day.
Oh.
The whole book.
Really?
It's the build-up to it, the mm-hmm, setting up the beachheads after
granted,
the,
it wasn't an important day.
No, very important day, but there's just only so much I can read about the one day before it all just starts like running together in my head. And yeah. I learned some cool stuff reading the book. I'll probably pick it back up.
90% of those guys that gave their life were the ages of my kids. My kids are like 19 and 22. And it's unbelievable that they stormed that beach like that.
Yeah, crazy.
The bravery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Saving Private Ryan. I can't do it. I can't watch. Yeah. I watched it in the theater and it's just.
Yep.
You read about it. How many texts and tests and quizzes that we have in high school, but when you actually saw that movie, put it all in perspective, it's like, wow.
Yeah, you could read about casualties all day long until you see the I agree with you. It's very, very impactful. I can't watch that movie a second time.
I have friends that just came back from there too on a cruise that saw it, and it's really just overwhelming. Yep.
Wayne in the Cape says, that's weird, Chris. I watched that last night as well and also fell asleep. The Guy Ritchie film, The Gentleman, and Golden Ball says it isn't watching a movie at home. It's watching that movie at home. It's boring. Okay, I had heard good things about it.
Was it on last night on one of the regular AMC?
Oh, it's on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah, but let's put it this way. Say, if you were to get Maverick at your house, you're not falling asleep.
Probably not.
Well,
I wouldn't.
I would make the argument that we need to get a bigger TV, and let's up it from 68 to 70. What's the next size? 74-inch TV?
We can go as high as, your imagination lets you with a projector.
80 would be a bit too big for my family room setup.
Let's make sure my wife's not listening.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get an 80-inch in the living room.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm not having a lot of success selling the other half of the house, but I'm going to keep trying.
All right.
Sister Jean says, Pete, have you watched the football movie 12 Angry Orphans, which is based off of real estate? No, I haven't. I've heard nothing but great things about it. I will get to it. I'm kind of in the middle of three series right now, but I'll get to it.
Terpcast guy says they said the life expectancy of someone landing on that beach and on D-Day was 34 seconds.
Yeah,
the average.
Yeah,
good God.
I actually watched the D-Day World War II in color episode. I watched it yesterday when I got home. Actually, while the kids were watching whatever inside, I went outside and put that on. It's only an hour, that episode on Netflix, but they can't fit everything into it. But it's just, it is crazy.
Yeah.
How many different working parts there were that day and the paratroopers that were going in behind enemy lines that night and how far off they were because of the bad cloud cover.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Virgin Texter, I fall asleep during every movie, no matter what, even in theaters. How?
Oh, I've fallen asleep in theaters
before. You pay $15. Well, I did with one of my kids' movies maybe Beauty and the Beast or something like that might have nodded off.
The remake?
Chris, you got to understand.
Was excellent.
You got to understand. Like, Beauty and the Beast has been, you say the remake? That's about four different times.
Be our guest.
Like, they did a remake when kids were small, so 17, 18 years
really?
Ago. Yeah, so you have yet another remake.
That. And that's been an Ice Capade show forever, too, Beauty and the Beast. Forever.
Yeah.
Different, you know, decades.
But no, the one Disney just put out, like, I just put out 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
something with the girl from Harry Potter,
yeah.
Hermione.
Yeah.
Forget her actual name. But that one's very good. It's the best of all the Disney remakes of classic Disney animated movies.
Yeah.
I think that one's the best.
Chris, it's not that the movies aren't good. Remember, and you're going through this now, when you've got 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds around the house, and by the way, at the time I was doing morning radio, getting up at 3 a.m., you put me in a nice air-conditioned, darkened theater, I'm lights out.
Yeah.
I'm falling asleep.
I get that.
It's a point where my kids will always make fun of me.
I get that.
Yeah. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to do these
Kentucky
horse
Derby,
names for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
Get ourselves familiar with that a little bit more into the NFL draft. And we've got Wikipedia coming up. And in case you missed it, since it's the 4 o'clock hour, we'll recap our pigskin picks from Friday, which were underwhelming, to say the least. All that and more. And a Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab. Listen for the word coming up right here in a couple minutes. And you could win $500. Brought to you by Andujar & Levine, accident attorney. Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.